Okay, Dr. Gilligan back. Lesson 10 of Positive Parenting. Understanding and transforming your child's negative emotional state. So once you can heal your own negative emotional wounds, this is what we did in the last lesson, you can heal your negative emotional wounds by opening up that golden nest, that golden ball. And bringing what needs to be healed inside of it, you can heal your negative emotional wounds. Then you can help your child to do the same. This is one of the greatest gifts you can give to your child, one that will help them every day of the rest of their life. So let's study how to do that. In this lesson, I'm going to help you focus on how to help your child change their negative emotions, anxiety, anger, distraction, depression, into positive resources. But just remember that in hypnosis work, we learn that there are no positive or negative emotions. Rather, there are universal emotional feelings that can become positive or negative depending on how the conscious verbal mind, the parent mind, relates to them. So that means that we can take negative emotions and shift them to positive emotions through positive hypnosis skills. As we've done in the previous lessons, we do that first by developing and maintaining a positive parenting state, relaxed, open, at peace, feeling a positive heart mind with a smile, feeling a positive belly mind with a smile. Once we have that, we use that to connect to the same in our child. We can think and use these emotional centers like positive nests to hold and with love change the negative emotions to positive resources. So we're going to do something similar to what we did in Lesson 9, but this time we're going to add connecting to your child's negative emotions and being able to use your positive emotional state to be able to change them and help your child change them. So first step is identify a negative state that your child is struggling with that's difficult for you. So they become angry, they become anxious, they're sad. And you're wondering, how can I help them change to get unstuck from that sadness? So to do that, we use the positive hypnosis of the positive parenting state. Find a comfortable place. Make arrangements to do the next 10 minutes or so of a nice, positive learning experience. Tell people you're busy. Take the phone off the hook. Move your phone into the other room. Turn off the television. Go offline electronically to open up a place internally. Get a comfortable position, sitting or standing, feet flat on the floor, and feel that sense of being able to relax, breathe, relax, breathe all the way up, and then all the way down, relax. Breathe, relax. And as you do feel that inner peace beginning to open and spread wide into the world from your heart, inner peace from your belly mind, the golden ball golden nest like a sun, inner peace. Touch your heart center and bring positive hypnosis to it. Smile. Touch your heart center. Breathe into it. Smile. Touch it with kindness. I see you. I feel you. I accept you. I love you. You're feeling that place inside of your heart, mind. And from there, only in a way that allows you to hold and stay connected to that beautiful golden ball. Welcome, bring, feel yourself carrying like a precious, precious gift. Carry that anger, that sadness, that anxiety, that fear. Lift it into the positive nest of your own parenting center. Drop it. Feel the first connection to the golden ball, the golden nest. Breathe, smile. Smile. Smile with loving kindness to open that golden nest and bring that negative emotion. Welcome. I bring you into the universal love of my golden nest. Welcome. So hold it just like you were holding that ball with energy in your heart. Touch it. Extend your mind kindly to it. Welcome. Feel yourself holding it in the positive parenting state. Give that simple message, I am with you. Welcome. You are loved. Welcome. Your feeling is okay. Welcome. I support you. Welcome. And then nurture and feed the golden nest. I can bring healing and love and understanding to difficult situations only when I keep reconnected with my positive nest of your parent center. Breathe into it. Feel the golden ball. Feel it. And once you feel it as positive inside of your positive state, now imagine, actually see your child in front of you. As you see them, make sure that you stay connected first to your parenting center, golden ball in your heart. First, breathe into the golden nest inside of you, golden energy ball in your heart. Then only when you feel with a smile that connection to your own golden nest and feel that golden nest inside of your child. They may not be mature enough to know it, to be self-aware of it. You can. See inside of them is their goodness. Inside of them is their own positive nest. And feel whatever that sadness or that anger. Feel that it's in a good place inside of them. And you can say, talking, connecting your golden ball to their golden ball. I see you're upset. You're a really good kid. I see that you're upset and unhappy. You're a really good kid. I see the goodness inside of your heart. I want to say to that place, welcome. Let's bring that difficult emotion inside. Hi, welcome. I want to help you experience and express this in a positive way. Connect to your golden nest. Connect to your child's golden nest. Bring their difficult emotion inside of your golden nest. Then support them in doing the same. Communicating with love and sympathy and support. I see you're upset. You're a good kid. I love you. I want to say to that sadness or that anger, that fear, welcome, welcome, little one. Welcome, welcome. What you're experiencing is so precious. Welcome, welcome. And through that process, see how you can begin to feel different and then help your child to bring and create a positive love, to those difficult feelings. Remember, it's an all positive parenting process. What you're asking your child to do always starts with you doing it first. See yourself practicing acceptance, practicing smiling with your golden energy ball. To whatever happens, success, the failures, the love. You can say to dear child, I love you so much. And when you're feeling the difficulty, I feel sympathy. And I want to bring a nice, loving presence to that place inside of you. This is how we help our children know that whatever they're feeling inside is okay. Whatever they're experiencing inside is positive and has value. And whatever they're experiencing inside, we can help them and support them, be able to change it to a feeling of happiness, slowly, surely, with deep learning and understanding. So take a few moments to sense some ways that you can do that with your child. Remember, your child will go through plenty of difficult emotions. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be upset by them. Recognize them as natural, inevitable, and something that you can bring positive parenting into play to help them work with those so that they become positive resources. That's the lesson here in number 10. You can help your child transform their negative emotions to positive resources. Isn't that great to know? Isn't that great? So take a breath, give yourself a hug. Good job. Take a breath, come out, relax, enjoy what you're learning, go have a good rest of the day. See you for lesson 11. Bye-bye.